Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Monday, and ain't it a fine, happy morning here on the Gas Digital Network. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. And my guest is making sure it is not Monday, and in fact, it's not. This is a pre-tape because I had to go to a wedding, and I didn't want to miss an episode. So Shannon and Jorge were very, very nice to come in on a Friday and tape this with me. Across the table from me, two very beautiful young boys who are very funny from the Great Hang podcast. What the lovely, effervescent Micah Fox.
Oh, absolutely.
It's Tim McLaughlin. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well, Zachary. What a nice Monday it is.
It's quite the Monday. And thank you for being here. And next to him from Wild and Out, as well as his special unemotional roller coaster, it's our friend Jacob Williams. How you doing, Doug?
Doing good. Better than the gorilla with the green screen. It looks like he got decapitated.
But
excited to be here.
Well, thank you guys very much for being here. I appreciate your time greatly. Let's get plugs out of the way. Mr. Williams, what do you want people to check out?
Oh, yeah, I do have a special on YouTube called Unemotional Roller Coaster, and then I'm on social media like Instagram and stuff at Mr. Jacob Williams. I just taped a set for OnlyFans TV, and I have an OnlyFans page now.
Hell yeah.
No full nudity, no polar, no hole, but I've
what about just one nut?
Yeah, just put a little bit of it out there.
I do have a picture of me in a ball pit, like just at the Color Factory. I don't know if that's anything. But I have a lot of bonus comedy on there. Check that out. Or
check
I might
out.
Sell pictures of my feet at some point if things get really bad.
You should take a picture in the ball pit with one of your nuts out.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And that
maybe
way you can go to jail.
So maybe where's a month Waldo? From now,
yeah. Where's Walnut?
Yeah.
Tim, what do you want people to check out, Daddy?
Of course, I would love everyone to listen to the Great Hang podcast with myself and the very funny Micah Fox. And if you want, you can check me out at hot_comic69 on Instagram. I'm starting a new mildly funny rage bait series where I just am going to try to get people to interact with me. And it's not particularly going to be good in any way, but I'm going to try to get those numbers up, baby. So at hot_comic69 on Instagram, if you can follow that, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic. Hey, you can follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. You can see my dates at punchup.live/Zach Amico. And I'll be on tour doing commentary for Juggalo Championship Wrestling. I leave on the 21st, and I'm out on the road with the clowns through Halloween, ending up in Detroit. So if you're in the Detroit area, come party with your boy on Devil's Night. If you're watching right now and you're not subscribed to Gas Digital Network, well, boy, howdy, have I got something for you to do. Go to GasDigital.com today, constantly updating the website, and use my promo code ZOO. And you get a little money off your subscription. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat. You get the archives. That's right, thousands and thousands of hours of all your favorite Gas Digital shows over the years. Plus, you get our Friday episode. That's right, we do three of these a week. And that bonus Friday episode you can only get if you subscribe. So try it out and see if you like it and get the full Morning Zoo experience. But regardless, however you consume the show, thank you so much for watching. I wanted to start with this. This just made me laugh, and Shannon told me it's from 2013, but I don't care. It really made me laugh. Shannon, is there a way you can just pull up a still of the billboard? So this is a billboard that was taken down because people misconstrued what it was.
Okay.
So this is okay. A teapot from JCPenney.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like.
And people complained that it looked like Hitler.
It does.
Yeah.
That's what I did not see a teapot.
That was what
I
saw first. Yeah. It's like those illusions with the vases where it's like two faces.
Oh, yeah. And then it'll be Bill Cosby or whatever. Oh, there's ones that it'll be like a cheeseburger, and it'll be like, squint your eyes, and it's John Cena.
Oh, right. Oh,
or yeah. Steve Harvey. Yeah.
There's all those AI things.
Oh, I like the Steve Harvey cheeseburger. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, it's like a South Park version of
that. Really looks like Hitler.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Damn.
That has to be somebody new, right?
Oh.
Kushang, can you bring up the video? Wow. What makes me think somebody new, it might be a little inside baseball.
Okay.
But let's see the video real quick,
Shan. It's like those subliminal Disney messages.
And who do you think these pennies they're advertising to are for?
J.C. pennies.
Advertise a tea kettle.
Jews crave pennies. Sorry.
Oh, Zach, you're too good. On a Monday.
Yeah. If those don't sell, they're going to go to a secondary store like 6 million below.
There's some funny comments on that, too.
Oh, man.
Nine out of ten.
Kettle. This is mine handle. This is mine spout. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, by J.C. Penney. And oh, what an internet buzz it created. Because in the eyes of some people, the tea kettle bore a strong resemblance to Adolf Hitler. Will you be the judge? This is what the tea kettle looks like on the JCPenney website.
Yeah.
Here's what the billboard looked like, and here's a picture of Hitler.
Oh, okay, in case you need to know what Hitler looks like, thanks.
That advertised a tea kettle now being sold by...
I mean, so if you go to the... Can you... Where it says it's from JCPenney?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Michael Graves collection.
Okay.
Michael Graves.
Michael Mass Graves?
Michael Unmarked Graves.
I mean, Hitler was always fuming to like a kettle, so. Yeah.
Dude, that would be great, though. A tea kettle just plays Hitler speeches when the tea's ready. Michael Graves was one of the singers of the Misfits, who's a white national, who's been accused of being a white nationalist.
Oh.
So I wonder if somebody uploaded that as a joke with his name on it. Or it just could be another Mike. Shannon, is there a brand name Michael Graves?
So I looked it up and it is coming up. There's like videos, but I don't know if they're like conspiracy videos where it says Michael Graves, iconic postmodern toaster.
Okay. Because Michael Graves is also just happens to be.
That's interesting.
He's a singer from the Misfits who can't book gigs now.
Oh.
Because he's done a lot of interviews about his conservativeness.
I was listening to another podcast. I'm sorry, Zach. Listening to last podcast on the left on my way here because they're doing a Heinrich Himmler thing for like world's evilest guys. And they were talking about Hitler does the thing like this because it's like he's accepting the Heil towards him.
Mm-hmm.
But also it turns out it hurt his shoulder too much to actually do it back. So
really?
That's why he does the little gay hand.
That's why he gets the curtsy.
Yeah,
it seems like it would be pretty easy. I'm not going to demonstrate, but it seems like it would be easy.
Come on, Jacob, do it for the people.
Yeah, come on.
I don't need that little context on like
a couple of years ago. Chan, when did we do Cinco de Mayo? And I, they said.
I think it was on May 5th.
But it was a couple of years ago, right? Maybe not that long ago. So we did it and they went out and bought mustaches and sombreros, but I cut my mustache on either side so that it was just the middle.
Yep.
And then halfway through the show, I took my sombrero off and I swooped my hair over. I was like, it's fucking hot in here. And as I did it, Derek and Dave from No Need for Apologies walked in. And they just walk in. I went, hey, guys, how you doing?
Oh, no, Zachary.
But it was all Cinco de Mayo decorations. It's just me as Hitler for no reason.
Wow. Yeah, Jim Jeffries had a funny Hitler mustache joke.
I think there's nothing wrong.
I think there's nothing wrong with Hitler either, Zach.
I don't think it'll ever be okay, because Michael Jordan tried it.
He tried it, and he tried it very publicly.
That's wild, yeah.
In the Fruit of the Loom commercials, right? Mm-hmm. Because people will be like, oh, it's a Charlie Chaplin mustache. No, it's not.
No.
It's done.
No, yeah.
Has anybody else ever pulled it off? Gigi Allen's brother has it, but he has it for evil reasons.
Right. He has it to be a dickhead.
To be evil, yes.
Of course. I don't know, because it's the toothbrush mustache, of course.
Yeah.
And you notice the people who have it the most are the least that use toothbrushes. So it's
a... you know the toothbrush was invented in Alabama?
Is that true?
Yeah, anywhere else it would have been a teeth brush.
that's
an old Paul Amico.
I like it.
Paul Amico standard right there.
Nice.
So Hitler tea kettle. There we go. We got some mileage out of that.
I like that. It's just insane. No one saw it. That's the one thing where they put out these campaigns and no one saw it, or it's the thing where they're like, they were too scared to just be like, I'm sorry. Maybe this, because you don't want to be like, hey, I'd see Hitler in that.
And no one else, yeah.
Hey, am I crazy? Or does this teapot look like fucking Hitler?
Zach sees Hitler in everything. I can't look at anything without seeing Hitler.
What an interesting Beauty and the Beast spinoff, by the way. Tale as old as time. Do I like the Jews 9?
I love it.
Okay. Let's. I don't want to be too negative, and this is a morning zoo, so let's keep it super happy and positive. Man raped as a child by his mother.
Wow. Might I didn't know they were going to put my business out there.
Might be father to his own brother. Shannon?
Wow. Whoa. It's
like a Chinatown movie situation.
Forget it, Jake. It's incest town.
So the guy is 26 now, and he alleges his mother sexually abused him for years, starting when he was a child. She was convicted of attempted sexual assault and incest in 2015. Now he fears that his 15-year-old younger brother, born when he was 11, may actually be his biological son. The issue is that they did paternity tests, but...
Oh, and it turned out he was 100% that bitch.
It showed that Logan and his biological father... matched the teen at 99.9%. So like the dad and this guy both match the same amount. So it's because, you know, they're all actually are related. And so he's trying to do like a more advanced genetic testing to confirm.
Yeah,
him
23 and me and mom. Yeah.
It's a great Jerry Springer episode.
Sorry, he is fighting for custody though, because he does feel an obligation to the kid, regardless of whether he's the dad or not.
Wow.
This is them, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, I see it. I see why the mom went after there this guy. He's a freaking looker.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Dumb question.
Sure, go ahead.
Everyone makes cumsies by 11?
Jacob, go ahead. Speak on that.
Probably around that. I don't
around
remember.
Then, right?
I don't remember exactly.
Shannon, when do men start making cumsies? Exactly. With you know, like the
with their moms.
Yes. But like, you know, the kind with stuff in it, not just clear fluid. The kind that's got swimmers.
It's between 19, 9 and 14.
Okay.
19. Sure. Freak me out. I could have saved a lot of socks.
I'm still waiting.
9 and 14. I feel like I might have been a late bloomer. I feel like I wasn't until like 8th, 9th grade.
Oh, you got it under a microscope. You see your swimmers in there?
No, I wasn't. Oh. I didn't jerk off. I was afraid to jerk off.
Because of the sin of it all?
Yeah, I thought it would make me a bad person.
Yeah, I went to a confession of her jerking off. I'm like, I went to Catholic middle school, so I'm mm-hmm. like, I don't know. Sorry about that. Wow.
What a hot job for a pedophile. To just sit in the other side of the room and just tell me how do you do it? Which hand?
Yeah.
Slow, fast?
And how many times? We need to recount all of them so I know what your penance must be.
Around what time at night do you do this?
Yeah, I remember it was like I didn't know what jerking off was. I think I like read like a graphic novelization of that Batman and Robin movie with Poison Ivy. And when Poison Ivy showed up, I was like, oh, wow, I don't know what's going on. But this is like, I didn't know what it was. I was like, all right, something's happening.
Nice. I didn't jerk off probably till I was like 24.
Oh, wow.
But I self-sucked at 12. So I was only doing self-sucks for the first 12
years. Wow, so you know, were flexible.
We've seen your act. wait, hold on.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Dude.
I just thought it'd be funny if I said I only sucked myself off for the first 12 years.
Dude, I was about...
Yeah, I believe...
Dude, Josie Marzolino came in here and talked about her mother getting drunk and shitting on the floor on Christmas. And I thought... I couldn't... I haven't stopped thinking about it.
Yeah.
And you almost pushed that out of my brain. No. To think about you sucking your own dick for 12 years.
I got the head of my penis in my mouth one time.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It was I feel like everyone cool. I've talked to says it feels more like sucking a dick than getting your dick sucked.
Yeah, that sounds
well, it just takes so much concentration.
Yeah.
And yoga.
I got to think of myself as a hot
lady.
They
said the same thing about that tea kettle.
I mean, there's a couple of comedians we know that like went through puberty at like 20 or 24. So I don't know. That's kind of wild, I guess. But
anyway. I'm still thinking about something.
Yeah, no, that's...
I've never, had the option. Oh. There's always been a big belly in the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And not a lot of dick.
That's the problem.
Is it? I feel like it's a ratio issue.
Yeah, you'd get more dick if you lost weight, Zach.
Oh, I'm aware. I've seen nude videos of myself from years ago, and I had much more dick.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I did the Naked Comedy Show yesterday, actually, and I feel like...
How was it?
It was fun. I've done it a few times, but this is the first time I've done it.
Where was it?
It was at this place, Hacienda. They do a lot of sex parties and stuff there.
That's fun.
But this is the first time since I've had an OnlyFans, so that was kind of interesting to have. I think there were people there that actually came to see me, so to speak.
You naked?
See the hog. Yeah. But, were they drooling? Was it hard to hear their laughs?
Yes, they were retarded.
But, yeah, I feel like some people on that lineup looked pretty flexible. They might be able to pull it off, but yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I feel like there wasn't... When I did the Naked Show, it was still at the Creek.
Oh, okay.
That's when I think Allison Klemp was running it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And
it's nothing better than smelling everyone's shit and piss while everyone else is naked.
Yeah, and there's cats. The person with the big hog on that show no longer has it.
No.
Oh, they transitioned.
Yeah. Wow. And it was a slap in God's face to get rid of that gift.
Wow.
Rest in piss, giant hog.
Oh, dude, it was a fucking...
Wow. Just a hammer on him, huh?
Oh, yeah. And beautiful lady now.
Yeah? Wow. Tall?
Yeah, tall lady. Yeah, not that tall.
No?
No, nice big fakers, though.
Nice. I like that.
Nice big fakers. But I just remember everybody's dick was horrible. Except this, at the time, little gay guy.
Wow.
And now full-on lady. The Sad. Naked Show was weird because I don't know if it was the same at this place, but they said to the crowd, you're allowed to also be naked.
Yeah, they did that. There were like three rows of naked people.
See, when I did it, just one guy got naked.
Okay. That's not good.
Which is so much worse than a room full of naked people. It's just one guy... Definitely autistic.
Was he in the middle of the crowd?
Dead center. Like he had never seen comedy before and this was his shot. And they're like, oh yeah, he comes to every one of these and just sits there naked. And he was chubbed up.
Oh no.
Oh, wow.
He was enjoying the show.
Were there people next to him or did they leave a space?
No, it was packed.
Wow.
So
it was from that show that I stole the idea for Naked Roast because when we were planning out the first Skank Fest, we were sitting in Ralph's apartment and Lou was like, Zach needs a show to host. And I go, what are the two stupidest shows in New York that I'm good at both of?
Yeah.
And it was Naked Show and Roast Battle. And then I think it was, I always take credit for it, but the real person came from Shannon, what was the name of Dave's old co-host?
I could see his face.
Mike?
I can see his hog now.
Yes, it is Mike. Something with a B.
Yeah, like I want to...
Let me text Ralph.
Whatever. He said you should do Naked Roast Battle.
Michael Bublé.
And the second I heard it, I was like, I've got my show.
Damn. Are you doing... You're doing one this Skank Fest?
I think we're doing two.
Wow. Dear Lord.
Yeah, we've been doing two. Because it packs out.
Oh, yeah. Do you just take anyone who wants to be on it?
It used to be, yes.
We're looking for...
It used to be slim pickings.
Okay.
Yeah, I imagine.
However...
Now the pickings have gotten quite fat.
Those are both tough shows to get people to do, let alone the combination.
Yeah. It's still not easy, but we get a lot of volunteers.
Okay.
Because, back then it was like begging people.
Right.
But now... You also get a pass for the weekend.
And a ton of people come out. And
you get a ton of attention.
Yeah.
So, like, people kind of, it's a good, I always say it's like a entry-level position. Because I've met people that have then gotten the festival doing regular shows.
Right.
But they got their in, like, through that. But it is a lot.
Sure. Yeah.
So Harrington books it. And he starts booking it pretty early because I get a lot of yahoos that want to do it.
They're just pictures of their penis being like, Zach, come on.
Well, it'll be a lot of people that'll be like, I'm a comedian for 20 years, this, this, and this. And then they show up, and I realize they've done stand-up like 8 times in 20 years.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I've met some of those.
Those are like the years. That's years ago. And they would just bomb. Wow. And it was so uncomfortable. And then they would be like mad and shit.
Yeah, bombing naked and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You watch it go in. You watch it. You watch the turtle go back in the shell. Yeah.
See, this is why I can't do it, because I kill so hard, and then your dick would get huge. It gets fucking gigantic. Hard as hell. Yeah. And then all these ladies want to absolutely fucking suck me, and then I got to go home to Micah, who doesn't want any of it at all.
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So, while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. So, ironically, the person with the largest hog on that naked show did naked roast years later.
Okay.
And still had their pecker and the tits. So they came out tucked.
Wow.
And then spread their legs and unfurled.
Nice.
And this thing, it had a snap to it. It
clanging.
And I found out later she had taken 2 Viagra.
Oh, smart.
Dude, this thing, wow. I mean, it was like the wacky inflatable tube man in front of a car dealership. It had a full, like...
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know, like the dance the black people do in the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
It did a full pop lock.
Wow.
Damn, that's incredible.
It was a beautiful hog.
That's awesome.
On a very pretty lady.
Cut or uncut?
I don't remember. I want to say cut.
Yeah. You always want it to be, you know?
Deep down, I think so. Uncut, I'll never get the used to the sight of it. Maybe it's because I love my own so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm uncut, but I heard disgusting. It's like better for a sec. Like you feel.
Oh,
more,
I'm sure it is.
Because it's like covered up most of the time, so then it's extra sensitive.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
And my mom told me that was part of the reason, which is kind of weird that my mom's thinking about my sex life. It's
like, well, in a few years, I want to make sure I enjoy this.
At least she wasn't the mom from the story. But yeah.
Damn. That's awesome. That's sad that the hog, I wish that they could cut, like, if someone wants to cut their hog off, they could give it to
donate
someone.
Donate it. Yeah. Donate a few inches.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question. So when they do the surgery, they inverse your dick, right?
Right.
So if you have a giant dick, do you get a giant pussy?
That's a good question. I asked this question on...
These are the important questions we're hitting hard on the show today.
I was asking this on B&E the other week when we were on.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, and then I had
are you like this?
Then I had to talk to Ian. No, but I said, does it feel better if you're fucking an inverse dick? Because it's basically you're putting your dick into another dick. Which gotta be pretty good, I would think.
Like a Russian nesting doll.
Yes, right?
I don't know. I feel like...
Shannon, get someone on the horn.
Yeah. I feel like there's probably lubrication issues. I feel like you gotta have...
Sure.
You gotta have extra... You gotta have tools.
Right.
Because it's not self-lubricating, right?
I have to have tools even when I fuck regular ladies, though. So it's not...
I get it.
Even the most beautiful trans women among us, I'd got to have a million tools to get them to have a nice time.
Because I feel like you can't like make it of a you can't make it like a self cleaning oven. Like it's gonna still be a dick.
Yeah. Just
inside out.
God, I wish we knew more.
Shannon, can you help us?
Shannon, can you call Dr. Phil?
I'm just trying to think of what words to type in the search.
Do post-op vaginas self-lubricate?
No, they don't. I mean, I think I know that answer, but I'll look it up.
All right. And then also write reverse dick, regular dick, good question mark?
Jorge, help us out here. What is your experience? You fucking bread-loving son of a bitch.
I love my bread. No, I don't. I've never had experience with a trans post-op vagina.
Yeah.
Or else I would love to, actually. I might try that this weekend.
That's what Ian said, too. He's never had the post-op, only the pre-op.
I only know one person who's had sex with a post-op vagina.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's busy interviewing Nick Fuentes this week, so he's probably not going to take my call, especially because he hates when people bring that up. he really wants that to go away.
Yeah.
What are you going
to do? Okay, so if it's made through the penile inversion method, there really isn't lubrication. Yeah. But there's another way they can do it.
Get out of town.
Where they use...
There's new technology? Yes. They found a way to make it better, faster, stronger?
It's an intestinal vaginoplasty. Wow. And it says that, and it's using mucus producing tissue from the intestine.
Hot.
And it allows the neo vagina to be self lubricating.
The neo vagina. Okay. We're in the matrix?
Yeah. Huh.
The neo vagina.
Damn, and I got a fucking Morpheus vagina over here.
Take the red pill or the blue pill.
Well, because you know,
when you wake up,
the pussy lips and shit is the same skin that your balls are made out of.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So we recently discussed this on the show.
Oh, sure. I should have known.
That I thought, and I guess I was wrong, that we all start as women in when we're being formed, and then your ovaries drop and become testicles. But I guess before that, you're sexless.
Right.
And your body chooses what your body makes you whatever you're going to be. I also recently found out, because I got in a little conversation, let's call it, about a man I respect greatly, RFK Jr.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
With Mrs. Amico, who's not a fan. And I guess he said, Jan, can you look this up? Did he say, babies grow in the placenta?
Oh, maybe. Babies grow.
Now, I think he's a smart guy who misspoke.
Sure. I mean, every time he speaks, it sounds like he's misspeaking. But...
Cheryl!
She did a good job.
He started the balls.
She did a good job on The View the other day.
Yeah, she fucking did.
I thought she... Because you know you're going in there, and it's just going to be a pit of
fucking firing squad, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought she handled herself very well on it. She didn't get, like, mad or anything. She was just like, here's what my husband thinks, here's what I think, you know?
Okay, so yes, he did say it. It says, during a cabinet meeting in October 2025, he claimed that a pregnant woman he saw in a TikTok video was, quote, gobbling Tylenol with her baby in her placenta.
All right.
So my wife brought that up, and then she brought it up around her family, to which her brother and dad both also thought that the baby lives in the placenta. And then she looked at me like I'm a fucking retard. Which is a frequent look I get.
Yeah, I would assume
And she goes, what, do you think that too? She goes, what is the placenta? I went, it's what the baby eats.
That's what I thought it was.
They're thinking of the amniotic sac that the baby's in. And that's why when you have the baby, the doctors tell the mom to either eat the placenta or they make it into pills to take because it has all the good nutrients. Mm. And she got so mad that I knew what I was talking about.
I would assume at your house, Mrs. Amico has a resting you are a retard face.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Buddy, we come home to the same face. I promise. Are you fucking serious? Yeah.
Oh, I hit myself in the eye with the blanket the other day, and it the corner of the blanket scraped across my eye, and I'm telling you, Micah couldn't stop laughing.
Sounds painful.
That's a hilarious thing.
I mean, I was at a comedy festival that they were filming for Comcast On Demand because I'm kind of like really a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in between sets, I was switching shirts. I took the lanyard, the corner of it cut my eyeball. It cut my eyeball. I have a set of meat, and my eye is swollen shut because I had to do a set immediately after. I tried to drink myself to sleep. It hurt so bad. I drove drunker than I've ever been to the optometrist in the morning. I had to smell horrible. And they put like that little patch on there that numbs it. They put the numbing shit in there and then a patch on it. And I'm telling you, I couldn't have drank more in my life. It still hurt through all of the drinking. It was that kind of bad of a pain.
Wow.
So now do you have a weak eye because of that? And that's why a blanket can hurt?
No, I just have, my eyes are very susceptible to things just going in them. I'm just like accident prone in general. Okay. I'm just an accident prone guy.
But now, when you cut yourself in the eye with the blanket, did you?
That blanket just scraped across.
How long did it take Micah to notice since you were fucking her through a hole in that blanket?
Well, she could tell automatically.
It's not a religious thing. He just doesn't want to fucking look at her anymore.
No, Jews have X-ray vision. Everyone knows that.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
It helps them control their space lasers, of course.
It's so they can see inside their wallet at all times. That's right. In there.
That's why Micah doesn't like the way I look. She can see in my wallet constantly, knows there's nothing in there.
That'll do it. Yeah, they're like Superman, yeah.
Damn
it. Okay. Let's keep it moving. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Guys, having a nice cigar or two in the house, to me, it's the same as having a fancy bottle of wine, some nice cheese. It makes you look like a classy individual. And if you're like me and don't know that much, it could really help to have a great site like Small Batch Cigar on your side. Small Batch Cigar has free shipping on every order, with almost every order arriving within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry, with the Bovita pack included with every purchase, so they come super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% reward points instantly with your purchase. So go to smallbatchcigar.com today, and most people click the new button first to shop the newest arrivals. And you could use our discount code GAS10, GAS10, to get another 10% off, plus those 5% rewards points. I'm going to be using this for the upcoming holidays. My brother-in-law, my Uncle Jesus, they all love cigars, and I don't know much about them. So hopefully we find something that they absolutely love. I'll let you guys know. But for now, smallbatchcigar.com, promo code GAS10, Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Let's get back into the show. Retail chain Burlington.
Ooh.
Trying a new method of keeping people from shoplifting, and if they do, being able to catch them. Is this a scary new reality that we might have to deal with because of the shoplifting epidemic that seems to be hitting everywhere? Shannon?
Okay, so the company itself, Burlington, isn't admitting to doing this. They're saying that they're not using the cameras for this reason. They're not using facial recognition. So I don't know. But in this, I'm going to show you this video, and you're going to see that he's walking into the store, and there is clearly a recording device there. Oh,
and wow. Burlington is calling this Minority Report, which I found fucked up.
Before you can answer Burlington's, look at this shit. Oh, wow. Y'all won't get nothing out of here.
You know,
that can't be real. Is that real?
I don't know. And I looked at it. I found it on another article also. And it says they said they're not doing it unless this is like maybe a promotional thing that they had up and they're lying about it. I don't know.
I think it's because they go, listen, we can't touch shoplifters.
Right.
And we've seen how many hundreds of videos now of people snatch and grab and all this shit. I think they go, fuck it. We'll just have a picture of them, and we'll deal with it later, right?
Yeah, I see grocery stores with pictures. I actually saw a pretty crazy shoplifting thing the other day. I was like sitting at like the Highline Park near that mall, and this guy like came running out. He like grabbed a bunch of those like bags or purses, and there was a security guy chasing them. And then like random people got involved. Like there was a guy trying to block him, and this other guy like grabbed one of the bags. So he just like sprinted down the Highline, and then the security guy came back. I guess he said the guy had like jumped off the Highline to get away.
Oh.
So I'm like, I don't know if he's still alive or whatever. But yeah, that was wild. I've seen that a couple times. Another time I was at like a walking by a TJ Maxx in Astoria, and this guy like ran out with a bunch of clothes and someone chased him. And then I like saw him a few minutes later on the same train as me, which I was like, all right, I'm not getting involved in that. But yeah, that's
crazy. I've seen a lot. When I used to sell tickets, sometimes we would go over to like 34th over by like Macy's and shit. Uh-huh. And you would see some women trying to like steal like high end perfume stores and shit. Sure, and it was always the security guard can't touch them, so they're holding on to the product.
Right.
And then the lady's fighting them and trying to hold on to shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We were told when I worked at Sharper Image in the mall.
Yeah, you can't touch them.
You can't touch them. They're like, you got to just, you can yell at them. They're like, you can yell at them, but you got to just let them steal. But most of the time, if we would see someone stealing and they'd be near the door, we'd go, hey, you can't steal. And they would normally drop the stuff and then run out anyway. But here's just a lesson. Hold on to the stuff. You can still run out with it, too. Right. You know? If they yell at you, just run with the stuff.
Yeah, that's why I was, like, shocked. The security guy literally, like, ran all the way down the high line. I was like, I didn't know that you could do that. But
Yeah, we were told we weren't allowed to touch anyone.
I got caught shoplifting when I was 19.
Yeah.
A, I am the biggest pussy in the world.
Sure.
Maybe it's ever existed. Also the dumbest. And it was the top to bottom most humiliating. I think the most humiliating thing. Now, top five, though. Humiliated. Like, I was stealing. And already, this is bad. I was stealing eyeliner.
Oh, cool.
From a Duane Reade.
Yeah.
Because sure. I was going to a concert that night and was out of eyeliner. And I did not want to pay Duane Reade prices.
Wow.
Not knowing. I should have went to the dollar store. But I'm an idiot. So I go. I take it out of the package. I put it in my pocket. I walk out. Security guard just grabs me.
Yeah.
Wow.
We got a fat F slur on aisle six.
Hand on the shoulder. Walks me to the back. And dude, he just kept going. Man, 19, he's got my ID. Man, 19, you old enough to know there's right and wrong. You know right and wrong. You know that ain't right. He goes, all right, man, where's the girl? I go, he goes, the girl you stealing this makeup for.
That's funny.
And he was like a 6'5" guy in a Scarface t-shirt that went to his knees.
Cool. That's
awesome.
And he
gave me a long speech about the difference between right and wrong. Wow. Told me never to come back to that Duane Reade. Sure. I go, all right, I got out. I'm fine. That's my one. I'm never shoplifting again. A week later was my birthday. And on my birthday, because they copied my fucking address off my ID, they sent my mom a letter that they needed a $50 restocking fee for the $10 eyeliner I stole.
Wow.
Damn.
And my mom called me on my birthday to ask about when I got in trouble for stealing from Duane Reade.
Wow. That sucks.
And she goes, I was going to wait till tomorrow because it's your birthday. But, I mean, this seems serious, Zachary. I was like, just send him the money.
Don't give him the money. What are they going to do?
Wow. Or just don't call me.
Yeah.
Zachary, this seems real serious. My family crazy. Can make anything a life or death. My grandma's old. We just went to my grandma's 90th birthday.
Sure.
I got a text a couple of years ago from my mom. Call me back right away. It's about Granny.
I think she's dead.
She's 88. If you get that text.
Yeah. My grandma's 94. If I got that text, I would think my grandma has finally croaked.
Your heart drops, right?
Yeah.
You're going to immediately read it. Your heart drops. You want to throw up. You want
to
cry.
Because you don't have enough money to fly back to Indianapolis for your grandma's funeral.
I call back. I go, what's up? What's going on? She goes, your grandmother. I go, what? Is she okay? And she goes, she got a call from a telemarketer looking for you. And I went, that's it? She goes, Zachary, God damn it. She's on the fucking do not call list. Who did you give your grandmother's number to? She's screaming.
Wow.
That was call me right away. It's about Granny.
Damn.
Yep. A telemarketer.
You're a real fucked up piece of shit, Zach. Your grandma's on the do not call list.
Thank you. I understand. Shannon, am I crazy? That's a crazy way to address that, right?
Yes. I would have panicked immediately.
Of course.
I got my mom now because she used to text me. She would call and then she would text, please call me, which is.
Yeah.
But now she texts, you call anytime. It's not important. So now I'm like, okay, good. Because the first time I was like, what do you need?
There's nothing more jarring than when a family member you don't usually get calls from calls.
Yeah.
Like, it's like my aunt calls me, who we've spoken on the phone maybe three times ever, and they're all been, like, important conversations. If she just calls me and be like, hey, we're in New York, what are you doing? I look at the phone somebody's dead.
Yeah, I had that yesterday. My dad called me. I guess it was like something about taxes or something, but I was like freaking out. I was like, oh no, someone's definitely dead for sure. But
I feel like that is the natural response to a phone call from someone you don't usually hear from.
Well, my grandma's 94. So any call, I'm like, oh, well.
She might have died dialing.
Yeah, she could have. I'm just wondering I think she's going to make it to 100 myself.
I mean, she's take over under?
She's sturdy as fuck.
How much you want to bet?
I'll bet you $10. I only really have
$10. All right, I will put 10 against it.
Okay, I'll take the over. I bet she makes it to 100.
You take 100?
Yeah.
All right.
Years, Zach. We have a $10 bet for 6 years.
All right, but here's the deal.
Okay.
If she makes it to 100, you get my 10.
Okay.
I want to add $1 for every year less or every year more.
All right. So here's the thing. I should be able to afford that.
Okay. So I will give you 6 years
to
bring that pot up to 16.
Okay. That works for – let's put $10 per year.
$10 per year?
Wow. Yeah. Then over, that makes under. It like a real bet.
Shannon? Mark it?
I wrote it down.
I wrote it down. I like it. Yeah, because I want my grandma to live as long as possible.
I want her to, too.
She's funny as
fuck. This is a donation.
Okay.
That I want it. I want it bad.
All right.
I want you to win this. But a hilarious segment on the show is gambling on your grandmother's mortality.
I'll do it.
I feel like Zachary's going to show up to the nursing home. Like, here's some free cigarettes and slippery
a pillow. So,
yeah. Good luck getting in. My grandma's in a nice ass place. They're not letting fucking trash like you in there.
I'll fuck Nana.
They barely let me in there.
Nana? Yeah, I just stayed with my great aunt, and it was such a nice place. I went to the gym, and it was all set up for like elderly people, so I felt so strong. I was like the maximum dumbbells for like 10. I was like, wow, I guess I am in shape for like an 86-year-old.
He's doing the
treadmill goes up to like half mile an hour.
Yeah.
Jacob's on the naked show at his aunt's home. Everyone's fucking beating off.
Just like is this, a corn concert?
Dude, yeah, my grandma is funny as fuck, so I'm hoping she lives for a long time. My uncle sends her to plays that he knows she's not going to like. Like, he sent her to, because she's super Catholic. She's very Catholic, and he sent her to go see Kinky Boots.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and we pick her up afterwards, and we were like, we call her Honey, and we're like, Honey, how is Kinky Boots? She goes, Timothy. I have to go to confession right now. She goes, drive to the church. And we have to go to dinner first. We can take you to confession tomorrow.
And then she goes, I masturbated for the first time. And my friend Jacob told me that.
Yeah, my grandma's friends with Jacob.
Yeah. All right. We'll get you out of here in a few minutes, Bubba.
No, we're good.
I'm keeping an eye on the clock for you.
Oh, yeah, we're fine.
Okay, fantastic. One time my Uncle Dan was driving, I had two great aunts. I think they were both like in their 80s and 90s. And it was their first time ever seeing New York City. And they didn't want to get out. They just wanted to drive through the city.
And just look at everything?
And see New York.
It's the worst.
And he didn't know it was a gay pride parade. And they got stuck in it.
Yes.
They got stuck in the traffic and had to, my old Catholic Italian aunts, who had never left their hometown, saw a straight up 90s gay pride parade. Nice. A pre-cell phone camera, no fucking, nobody's telling on nobody gay pride parade.
Oh, I love it.
That's fun.
They don't go to New York no more. We don't go.
They assumed it was like that every day.
I think they did. I think they thought that's what it was.
It sounds like they didn't have respect for the hogs like we do.
No, I don't think so. I always hear stories about like what my family thought of New York City.
You're from Jersey, right?
Yeah, I'm from right across the river. I'm from fucking 10 minutes out of the city.
Right.
But nobody goes in. They call it going to the city.
Right.
Like it's like a trip like we're like we should pack.
I call it going to the city, but I live in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I still am like, I got to go to the city. And because I think I'm just like a small town podunk fucking nobody, you know?
And I remember my dad having a job in the city and he took my uncle and my uncle coming back because he saw Christopher Street. They drove by Christopher Street. And my uncle came home, and I was a little kid, and I just remember my uncle going, there were two guys holding hands, and they kissed. I showed your dad. I was like, you got Paul. There's two of them. And he's like, yeah, you were on Christopher. Even I, as a kid, was like, yeah, you were on Christopher Street.
Where was your dad's job? The Stonewall Inn?
No, my dad's a welder. He was fixing something.
Oh, I bet he was.
Yeah, he was. Everyone knows all welders are gay.
Oh, absolutely.
They work hard, but they play hard.
Mm-hmm.
Hot stuff coming through.
And what are they
just
welding?
Sparking my hair. Get it.
What are they welding? Pipes?
Actually, my dad did ornate railings.
Oh, I bet he did.
Yeah, it took a lot of railings.
There we go. There's one. Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you do Kratom. If you don't do Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you use Kratom for one of its many benefits, only get it from one place, and that's YoKratom.com. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations. They don't know what they're selling you. They don't know what's in it, and they don't know anything about Kratom. YoKratom.com has the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. There's no promo code needed. It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. That's right. 60 smackers for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Shout out. Let's get back to the show. You know, I when my dad left my mom for a while, I did think he might have been gay. I couldn't have been more wrong.
Really?
But yeah, because he grew a mustache.
Sure.
And to me, that was really going for it. And my dad, growing up, my dad didn't like bands. My dad listened to show tunes, and I always thought that was a pretty good sign.
Yeah, I mean,
but then it turns out he loves pussy more than anyone I know.
Let's go. That's sick.
I've described me and my dad are like Hank and Bobby Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of propane and football and steak, Hank just liked pussy.
Sure.
And had no other discernible taste or opinions.
Yeah, I respect.
My dad recently referred to food as sustenance.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys, huh?
He only eats pussy.
He is just, he's just going, dude. He's just going.
It's an all pussy diet.
Yeah. He's on a pussy diet.
Oh,
if he
so
pussies
funny.
It, he eats it.
Oh, man.
Oh, Paul, love you. I think we're going to do a podcast.
Really?
Yeah, nice. My dad asked because he's retiring.
Food in the brood.
Yeah, I've tried doing that with my dad.
Not too long. And he's like, I was thinking about it, Zach. How about me and you do one of those podcasts? I was like, well, yeah, just, you know, get all our stories recorded. And you know, I think it'd be fun. Just a couple episodes. Something to save. Something to have. And I'm like, that's the best idea I've ever heard. I want that more than anything.
That's great.
Because he heard that I did the show with KP's dad.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, that's a good idea. I got to try one of those podcasts. But, dude, if he's better at it than me, I'm going to be so pissed. Oh, it's going to hurt my feelings if he's funnier than me. Because he's always been the funny guy on the job site. And if that confidence carries over, it's really going to bug me. Because I know he's got a way bigger dick than me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I did not get the... I got my mom's dick. I got my dick from my mom's side. I did not get the Italian hog.
The Zach Amica, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My dad's dick looked like Alf.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, a real fucking olive-colored Italian one.
Cool.
What's your dad's dick look like?
It's been a while. I don't know if I can... picture. I'm sure I must have seen it in some context.
I close my eyes. I can taste it now.
I can't really. I guess I'm not seeing my dad's dick a lot now that I'm thinking about it, which I guess I'm okay with. But
Tim?
That's a good question.
Oh, let me think. What did my dad's dick look like? Well, what's those guys with penises? It kind of looked like that. I don't know. I've never really seen my dad's dick, I don't think.
Yeah, same.
Jorge?
I remember seeing my dad's dick when I was like middle school era.
That's a little old.
It was when we were on vacation.
Was he teaching you to shower?
No, we were on vacation, and it was like I walked into the hotel room and he was getting changed, but he had like massive bush and definitely a way bigger dick than me.
Damn,
that was
my dad
fun.
Was a ball shower.
Okay.
He was always showing his balls.
In what context?
Well, that, like he would go to the Indy 500 and he'd let his balls hang out of his shorts while people were like walking around and stuff on purpose. There's a lot of photos of him with his balls out.
He's a baller.
But no but no dicks.
Sounds like a real nut. Fuck yeah. Sock cucka.
Fucking sock cucka's got his nuts out. Fucking guys hilarious.
Wow.
But yeah, he was a big ball shower, but never a dick.
Isn't it crazy you came out of those?
Oh yeah.
Damn.
I think about
his greatest joke.
Look at my son, the failure.
I love that Tom Segura joke when he's like showering with his son and his kid's like, why is your dick bigger than mine? And he's like, because I'm hard right now.
There's a kid showering with his mom, and he points at her chest and goes, what are those? He goes, those are my breasts. And then he points at her vagina and he goes, what's that? She goes, that's where the Indian hit me with his axe. He goes, wow, right in the cunt? <That's impressive. laughs> A little girl showering with her dad, and she's looking up and down his body, and she goes, what's that? He goes, that's called a penis. And she goes, when am I going to get one of those? He goes, as soon as mommy goes to the mall. all right, keeping it positive. Disney super fan, we looked at this the other day. Took her own life.
Oh, no.
At a notorious suicide spot by Disney World Hotel. Thank you, Jacob. Shannon?
Okay, so they're saying super fan, but the only other time that they're mentioning that she had been to Disney was for her honeymoon in October. And I guess October last year. And then announced she was pregnant 2 months later. They don't know if the baby was had or not. And they said that this particular location, this hotel, that it's kind of known for suicides happening there. And they said that what they think is happening is like once people are kind of over life, they're like, let me just have this one last fun time with the family and then jump off because it's such a tall building.
Well, that's going to be a long ride home.
Yikes. Oh, yeah. That sounds a little goofy. Am I right? Anyway, we're having fun. Damn. So they just jump off the top of the building.
Yeah. Is that what it is, Shannon?
Damn.
Yeah, or I mean, from I think like 14 stories up, I think they said was where she jumped from. But here, I'll show you the. This is the building.
Oh yeah, and she hit the monorail, right?
It doesn't.
They said they had to close the monorail.
Yeah, said they had to close it. It doesn't say though that
she hit it. Yeah, that's got to be a bad trip home.
They should call it "There's No Tomorrow Land."
I mean, it must be nice to have the seat next to you empty on the plane.
And sure.
Get to stretch out a little.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at least the lines are a little shorter.
Unless they give her fucking seat away to one of those standby assholes.
Oh, yeah. I always think, because they say a lot of people die on cruises. Do you just stay for the rest of the cruise or you try and fly back?
You have to stay till they take you to port and then you can fly home.
Okay.
From there. But you have to, if someone dies, you have to stay on the boat until your next stop.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they're going to heliport you out or whatever.
I was asking Sheen about that recently because he's a boat hack now. And he was telling me that if someone dies, they have to wait till you get to the stop and then they can fly home if they want to.
Or they could just stay.
Yeah, then they could just
stay. Well, they say a lot of old people die on... Sure. There's some, old people retire to cruise ships.
Yeah, some they're people called, just like, live on them.
What are they? Are they called, like, permanent passengers or permanent vacation? Something. They have a term for them.
Yeah.
They just... Because they realize, like, whatever package they get is cheaper than what their rent would be.
That makes sense.
So they just live on the boat. Which I don't think...
It's not a bad life. I mean, except you're full of oil because they have to put a bunch of oil in the food so that your shits slime out.
I didn't know that.
This is what I get all my boat info from Sheen.
Sure, he's your boat guy.
Yeah, he's my boat guy. He's my window into the world of
your porthole into the world of boats.
Boat life.
But he says all the food is full of oil so that it like slimes out through the system.
Jeez.
Ah, so there's not any hard ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I did it once for like a month and it was kind of brutal because I was like opening up 13 shows a week and like the same people would come back every time. I'm not the best like warm up person. Like the cruise stuff was fun, but I'm like, oh wow, I don't have like hours and hours of material for like every time, every combination of people that come back.
I just did it for a week and I only had to stand up twice in 3 podcasts.
Oh, that's nice.
But it was all the same people and I was like, I cannot repeat a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine bombing and then being by the pool and
every time you eat, you're going to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely had that for sure.
Everyone you bombed in front of.
I had some rough
And days. It's the worst because I was with Jay and Jay was like fucking the Rodney Dangerfield of the boat.
Yeah.
But people just remember, hey, funny guy. And then, and his friend. And yeah, those were, I did not know that about the oil.
Yeah,
He tell you about the ice cream party thing?
No.
I've heard this. I've said it before. I could be spreading misinformation because I'm stupid. Supposedly, if you're on a boat and they have a surprise ice cream party, it is because the morgue is full.
Huh. Whoa.
Do you want me? I could get them on the horn.
And they need to get rid of the ice cream to put an additional body in that freezer.
I could get them on the horn.
Because all cruise ships have a morgue. No, it's all right. Well, you know what?
Wow.
Next time you're here, we'll find out.
Okay.
Shannon, make a note of it also. We're betting on your grandmother's life.
Betting on my grandmother's life. $10 a year. We're doing a lightning bet for $10 a year.
See, I'm learning about gambling through the power of the show. Thank you.
A normal over-under, if you do a lightning bet on an over-under, for every point, if you bet the over, for every point, it's whatever you bet plus that extra point. So if you bet $1,000 on the over and it goes over 10 points, you get an extra $10,000.
Okay.
But if you bet $1,000 and it's 10 points under, you owe them an extra $10,000.
So I am betting that Tim's grandmother gets hit by lightning.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in. This was Zach Mules Mornings. I apologize for a little bit of a brief episode, but we're on a bit of a time crunch here. And thank you so much for tuning in, and we will catch you this Wednesday here on The Zoo, and I'll be live with that one.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew.